Hello, and welcome back to People, Profit, Planet. We are starting our fall semester and our second semester actually working on this radio show. So, just to reintroduce ourselves, my name is Christina Anderson. I am the Communication and Marketing Director, coordinator at the Office of Sustainability. And my co-host is...
I'm Alejandro Galeana Salinas, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Support.
Yes. So, we are very excited to get this year rolling with the Office of Sustainability. So, to start off, we're just going to give you guys just, like, a few examples of how we've started off with sustainability, you know, within, like, the first week of classes so far. So, if you're a freshman and watching and listening to this radio show, you might have actually benefited from this event that we actually held. We had a binder giveaway, I believe during like freshman orientation, and we gave away over like 100 binders. So they were binders that professors and past students. We just had extra on campus, and instead of, you know, throwing them away, we collected them over the summer, and Annette and Joan, she's the manager at the Office of Sustainability, and Annette is one of our co-workers. They worked over the summer to get these binders to you guys, so it was really, really great that they were able to repurpose those binders for incoming students. We also had our very first Zero Waste Back to School event with the lovely help of our recycling and compost ambassadors, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a second. But you guys probably attended the first dinner out on the Main Street?
It was Main Street. I call it the island because it's just right there where the flag is at, yeah. And all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The little triangle in front of Boone Tavern. We had our first dinner out there. And we collected, I believe, it was like between six and eight bags of compost, which is, you know, for those of you who don't know what compost is, it's the food scraps and the compostable napkins and plates that you guys eat off of. So we actually have to special order those so that they can go back into the soil and back into the compost bins for the greenhouse to actually use. So, and that turns into soil, so. And then, we had, like, a half a bag of recycling, and then half a bag each. Oh, yeah, we had half a bag each of recycling and trash. So, that's really, really cool to see that we weren't, you know, contributing to a huge landfill and feeding, like, you know, our entire student population, almost. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, those 500 incoming freshmen.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal.
That's a big class.
Yes. So, we couldn't have done this Zero Waste event without the help from our recycling and compost ambassadors. And I believe Alejandro is going to talk a little bit more about the importance and how you guys can even get involved and be a part of that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, we're definitely... going to be looking for more recycling compost ambassadors, because there has been a growing, demand for recycling bins and you know, just recycling stations and compostable stations at events, you know, like if there's something at Baird Lounge or something in the Commons, you know, a lot of people are starting to request that because they want that service. So we're definitely going to need more volunteers for that. We're trying to work that out to see a way that it can benefit you, not only with experience, but maybe, you know, maybe some t-shirts compensation or maybe volunteer hours. We're still working that out, but we definitely will be needing more volunteers this year. Our office only has, you know, 12 workers, and we can't always be available to help out. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We're going to be posting some flyers soon. And yeah, just please come out and volunteer. It'll be a great experience, and you'll get to learn more about just recycling and composting and the importance of it.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get to see some of us firsthand and, you know, the importance of recycling and composting, and you'll get to meet some really cool people. So it should be really, really awesome. So I hope you guys get the chance to come on out and do that. So I believe after our short little musical break, Alejandro and I are going to talk about our summer experiences. We are both sophomores, and we stayed on campus over the summer and learned some really cool things and did some really cool stuff. So stay tuned for that. And the song I have coming up for you guys is, I'm not actually sure quite how to pronounce it, but I'm going to try my best. It's French. It's Papa Tué by Stromae. So there we go.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Quoi, qu'on y croit ou pas, y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables, hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais d'où on aurait hérité, c'est ça, faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, 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 où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es?
And we are back. So, Alejandro, would you like to talk about what you did this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really great. I stayed for 8 weeks here on campus before I left home. I just got a position essentially at facilities management, at the recycling department specifically. And, you know, it was a really good experience because when I was over there, I got to really see how, you know, the policies that we put in place, or not really policies, but, you know, like sometimes the mandates or whatever that we write at the office, you know, like they do trickle down to the recycling station, to the recycling department, you know. And it was really cool to see that, was really cool to see how that, you know, just how that translated essentially to something actually physical. While I was over there, I would wake up every morning, you know, at 7 a.m., be at work there at 8 a.m., and we would go around all of campus. You know, every day was a little different, like what side of campus we would go to, and we would pick up different recycling bins and recycling, different recycling bins, but we would come back to the recycling department, and once we were there, we would, you know, look through all the trash. Some of it was trash. Unfortunately, you know, some of it was trash, so they didn't know how to recycle properly just yet. But yeah, we would sift through plastic bottles and glass bottles and, compostable material that we would then go and compost. We would also go through, like, different plastics and cardboard. And, you know, like, while I was over there, I think I just really went through, like, thousands of pounds pretty much in 8 weeks, for sure. Like, just literally definitely in the hundreds of pounds of just waste that was diverted from a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, it was very hard work, not going to lie. It was hot, you know, it smelled bad. but it was pretty rewarding afterwards because I'm like, oh, man, this could have, you know, this wire or this glass bottle could have ended in the landfill, but now it's going to go and be, you know, properly recycled to be reused or upcycled or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a great experience. That was my 8 weeks. And then, like, once I left, I got to go to Chicago. And
ooh.
I got to, yeah, it was really great. Chicago was amazing, beautiful city. I definitely think I want to live there post-college. Like, it hit me hard. It was so nice. But, yeah, like, they really have their public transport together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very well connected. So that's another form of sustainability, you know, just having great transportation, because, you know, the more efficient it is, the less waste can be produced. So that's, you know, another aspect of sustainability. But also, you know, I like that the city itself has, like, a bike rental stations, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
That was really awesome because I got to, you know, bike through miles of just the Chicago coast, essentially. You know, I visited Navy Pier and I visited Grant Park all on bike, and that was a service that, you know, the city provided, you know. And I think we should totally get that here in Berea. That would be very awesome.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
It's doable. Like, cities are doing it, so I think Berea, I think we'll see something like that within the next definitely 10 years, hopefully the next
like
two. Yeah. But definitely, I think we can pull that off here, and I think we should, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I also stayed on campus, and I actually lived in the Eco Village for a little while, and actually for, you know, a couple months, not even just a little while, but that was really, really interesting. If you guys have never been to the Eco Village, you should definitely go down there and check it out. It's basically supposed to be like this, is like a sustainable community. So it's required for everyone to recycle. I actually had like my own little garden. So I was gardening and I was, you know, cooking with the food that I gardened with. I made like fried green tomatoes and had a cilantro plant that I used in guacamole and stuff. It was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, every single aspect of the Eco Village, you know, just continues to amaze me. It's just absolutely, like, amazing. All the trees and all the plants that are in the Eco Village are meant to be, it's called, like, an edible sidewalk, so you can, like, you know, go outside your door, and outside of my door was an apple tree, so I could eat apples off of the apple tree in season. And it was a really, really awesome experience. And maybe one day I might be able to live in the Sin's house, which is a different kind of environment, but also in the Eco Village. So I did that while taking classes with entrepreneurship for the public good. That was, I forgot how many weeks, they all blended together. It was an amazing experience, and I learned so much cool stuff. I learned a lot about Appalachia and a lot about entrepreneurship and the importance of both, and how entrepreneurship can basically improve the Appalachian area. And we went on a tour of Appalachia. So we visited, a lot of distressed counties and distressed cities, And then we went to Abingdon and Damascus, West Virginia, which was, I mean, also in Appalachia, but it's like a prime example of like how tourism and how entrepreneurship has really like benefited the area. So I biked 34 miles down the Virginia Wow. Creeper Trail and almost died, but it was an amazing experience. And we were trying to see how, you know, Appalachia could bring those kind of those things back to their own area in Appalachia. So one of the places we stopped at was actually Williamson, West Virginia. And although it is still like a distressed county, there's definitely a lot of things that need to be done. There's not a grocery store in that county at all. So, you know, people have to drive, you know, just to get to a grocery store. They, you know, eat at the local, like, convenience store. So, they had some really cool sustainable habits, though, that I had seen, like, you know, working at the Office of Sustainability, I really appreciated. So, they had, we visited their community garden. They're working on, you know, a lot of volunteers within the area are contributing to this community garden, and they also have a farmer's market partnered with, like, local farmers in the area, so you can get fresh produce. So instead of, you know, driving to a Walmart, like, out of your own county, you're contributing to the local economy by supporting local farmers and having fresh food that, you know, you don't have access to otherwise. A lot of the buildings have, I didn't see because I didn't go on any of the tops of the buildings, but they had a lot of solar panels. So this was a town that had been heavily affected by the coal industry. So, you know, all that industry was, like, leaving them. So they were transferring to renewable energy sources, which was really awesome to see. So what else did they do? I don't know. That's all I can think of at the moment. But that was just a really, really awesome experience to see. And then, so I did that with EPG, Entrepreneurship for the Public Good. And then I went home for a couple weeks. And then I came back and I worked at the farm store, which is absolutely amazing because, you know, I have this far-off dream that maybe someday I'll start a, you know, a little restaurant or something that's, like, has local food and stuff like that. So it was really good. I mean, that was one thing I talked about in EPG, and Dr. Hackbert was like, you know, it would be a really good experience to get, you know, first-hand experience with something like that. So I went to the farm store. I made breakfast one morning, and if anybody knows me, I'm very passionate about my breakfast. So I made some breakfast food for everybody, and I really just loved that environment. I'd never really worked in, like, a kitchen setting, and I was really, like, thriving off of it, I guess. I really enjoyed, like, the customers and, you know, feeding food to the people, like, good food that, you know, comes from Berea Gardens, comes from the farms. And, you know, we make it ourselves and feed it to these people so they know where their food is coming from. And that happened every single day. They have lunch every single day. This is a shout out to the farm store. If you guys haven't been to the farm store, it's down by the Seabury Center. It's like towards like the bottom of it's like at the bottom of the hill. It's a really, really cute store. They have, you know, local meats that Berea College grows and you know,
do they processes. Accept Berea bucks though?
I wish they don't, but we do get a student discount.
Okay,
so it's like a 15% student discount. That's so it's a lot. Pretty good.
That's a really good
and
discount,
not everything actually. Is like super expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of their like this is from a college student perspective, of course. I mean, there are certainly people with the kind of money to spend on, you know, a $6 jar of like spaghetti sauce, but I mean, not everyone can do that. Certainly, or, you know, the meats can be somewhat expensive because, you know, they're organic and that kind of stuff. So Berea processes that themselves. And but the lunch that they have, you know, they usually have some really good deals. Like, it's like they have a $4 salads, like wraps, and then they have like hot meals like every day. So that varies. So they have like tamale Tuesdays, and you can get like a tamale for like $3 or like 2 for $5 or something like that. And it's really, really good. They have really good deals, and they have really good, like, baked goods. So, like, cookies, you know, I've helped make, you know, cookies and cinnamon rolls and danishes with berries and all kinds of stuff. And Stephanie, she's one of the managers at the farm store. She's amazing. She makes bread every single morning, and it's fresh bread with, you know, wheat and grains that the college grows. So that was really cool to see, and it was just an amazing experience overall. So I had a pretty amazing summer, and I learned a lot about sustainability firsthand. So yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add, Alejandro?
Not too much, really. That was definitely an amazing summer for both of us. You know, we got to see and to practice many things that we learned at sustainability. I know we both came in here not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Really just not knowing much. I mean, I still feel like I don't know enough, but I feel like I definitely know way more than, you know, before, because I just come from a city and it's like, ah, I'm trash, throw it away. You know, and it's like, we weren't super sustainable all the time, but coming here, it's like, whoa, really opened up my mind to how important it is to just live a sustainable lifestyle and the importance of it, essentially. So yeah,
I'm really excited for what this, you know, semester is gonna hold. This is only our first episode, and we've talked about so much already. And we're gonna have some great events for you guys. We actually have this radio show every week, from 4 to 5 p.m. every single day, or not every single day, every single Wednesday. That would be too much. So every single Wednesday, come check us out, listen to this. We also have a podcast, which is on the Office of Sustainability website. We are going to have some great events, so make sure to go like us on Facebook, Berea College Sustainability. So check us out and keep in tune with what's going on. Volunteer to be a compost ambassador, and we are excited for what this semester is holding. So do well in your classes, guys, and I hope you guys have been off to a good start. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, we'll see you next week.